Hi, and welcome to the Roxy Hayes Podcast. I'm Roxy Hayes, your host, and I'm so excited to bring you this reimagined version of my podcast. This is where I get to dive deeply into all the things I'm curious about, whether it's nerd culture, pop culture, relationships, or just the wonderfully weird and interesting world around us. To kick things off, I'm releasing some of my favorite episodes from my past shows, like Bedtime Bitching, Anti-Meridian, and Tell Me a Story, all under this new name. It's the same fun and unpredictable vibe you know and love, just in one place. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this re-released episode of the Roxy Hayes Podcast. Hey everybody, it's me, Roxy Hayes, and welcome to this episode of Bedtime Bitching with Roxy, the podcast. I don't know. And this is airing after Halloween. I'm just lit. All right, so we're here today with a very important person to me. This is the homie, the family friend, the friend of the family, the person, the sister mama Amy that I can contact. This person has bailed me out of jail. They're very important to me. Please give it up for comedian Tressa Ellaby. Why'd I say give it up?
Give it up.
Here we are not on
stage. Even though this is not live.
This is not live. Yes.
When you see me in these titties, give it up.
Give it up. That's how you know. At least you know I really do stand up. I gave a good.
Right. So. And that was a good introduction.
Give it up.
And
keep it going.
Usually I give the long ass introductions, but today she high, y'all.
I'm lit.
Yeah.
Liddy McMitty. Shout out to Afion Crockett.
Right.
All right. So,
Liddy McMitty.
For the people that don't know you, I feel like if they know me, they should at least be somewhat acquainted with you because you've been the producer on my sketch show. We've done a show, the Discussing Memoirs together,
yes,
which was great. We did
hilarious.
Edit Secret Group. Yeah. Just a shitload of videos. Like you executive produced it, was co-producer of that, and you were in a lot of the sketches. So any of y'all that are familiar, you may know Tressa from the Weed Ma'am sketches.
Weed Ma'am. But yes. I had on the short, blonde, Donald Trump-looking weed. I mean, no, I'm not a Trump supporter, but I'm just saying that that's what, if you look at out, a little short wig, and
she
I was the
wig,
I provided
the wig.
The
people
weed.
Don't know.
They don't even
her.
Know who
they
know.
Am. Black
know.
People know that
they
that's
don't
you.
Know. They don't
you
know.
Have the same
they
face.
I just look like everybody. It just basically, I just look like, right now, they're going to say I look like Wanda Sykes. Because we both have titties. And her hair was like.
We both have titties. That's
all
I'm saying.
I mean, that's all they go by. It's like,
if you got titties.
If you got titties. Like, whoever you, based
on
what
your titties
look like.
Yeah, they be saying I look like some more. Yeah. I'm like, no.
No. That's nothing. And that's probably just like skin color.
Yeah.
Because y'all chocolate.
Yeah.
So then they got to put you with,
it's like, okay,
with
some more.
But see, if you was overweight, then you'd be Monique.
They love telling you they look like Monique.
You're going to either be one of them people, and if you white,
now I'm getting Tiffany
everybody
want
to be Ellen.
Yeah, or they love calling white women Ellen.
Yeah, they do.
Even if they don't. Even if they got hair. You look like Ellen.
You look like Ellen.
It's like, that's the only white female comedian y'all know? No, and Amy Schumer. But they kind of not calling people Amy Schumer no more.
Yeah.
Nikki Glaser's probably going to be the next person that they saying people look like.
Yeah.
You look like Nikki Glaser.
If they tall and blonde and
you're Nikki Glaser.
And you thin, you just going to look like Nikki Glaser.
So now that we got into that.
Yes, anyway.
Comedy. So you've been doing comedy for how long?
5 years.
5 years.
Yep.
Which is, ain't shit in comedy. I've been doing
it
six.
Ain't shit.
We are still babies.
Shit. We are considered the babies in comedy, and we ain't shit right now.
We ain't shit. We're
toddlers. We hit about 8.
Even
10.
Then.
Even then, because then the old heads go by how many shows you did.
So they say
so
10 years is the minimum. Yeah, 1,000
shows. 1,000
shows
in 10 years.
10 years is when they start saying that you're a comedian. So neither one of us, as far as like old term comedians, we ain't shit.
No.
Seinfeld basically said like every year in comedy, you consider that like a year in like real life. Like that's how you would equate it.
Right.
So me and you are 5 and 6 years old. So we don't get any respect. We have no say.
but the thing about it is we do have some
old
grand
school.
Scheme of things, if Eddie Murphy was sitting here and
we Dave say
Chappelle
5 years.
And Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish and we say 5 years, they'd be like, oh, okay, so
we're
just gonna eat some steak.
We're talking real comedians that's how they look at that in terms of that.
Yeah, that's true.
But within 5 years, you've done a lot of shit. So like, let the people know what have you done and like what have you contributed to Houston comedy, because you have contributed a lot.
Well, I really have always said from the beginning of doing stand-up that I wanted to make sure that women were represented, and specifically women of color, black women, because we really don't have that voice. And, you know, there's a whole documentary called Women Aren't Funny. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the woman who said the shit, but... I mean, just in general, when you think of comedy, you think of men. Mm-hmm. And there are thousands upon thousands of men, of male comedians, and more men that are deciding today, right as we speak, that they want to be a comedian.
And they're going to get on a show next week
and they're going to get on a show next week and get paid. And then as soon as a woman says, I'm a comedian, the very next sentence is...
Are you funny? They never ask men, are you funny, when they say they
exactly.
do comedy. That shit fucking annoys me.
It's annoying. But I just wanted to, I saw that what was missing was, women being unrepresented, just one woman per show type thing.
If a woman is on there at all.
And I'm like, you know, what would it be like to put all women together? Like fire ass lineups. You know, mm-hmm. on a regular basis. So what I start doing on my, and don't get me wrong, there are some comedians that have put me on all women shows. However, they still would only do it twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
No more than quarterly, I would say.
If that.
So I'm not saying that I'm the first one ever to do it, but I'm the first one to put on all female shows in Houston on a monthly basis, mm-hmm. in Houston's history. So I started, Lady Bits is at the Secret Group. It was actually really, it wasn't my original idea. It was, manager's idea, and they came up with the name and then actually had somebody else host it and they booked it. And so the second month into Lady Bits, I took that over, had a co-producer for a couple of months, but then I've, kept Lady Bits going monthly at the Secret Group for over a year now.
Which is good. People, anybody that's not in comedy doesn't understand, like, to have a show consistently mm-hmm. going for a year mm-hmm. is crazy.
And they get paid. We don't sell tickets. There's not pre-sold tickets and things like that where we're peddling to our friends, because that's really kind of what you have to do. Mm-hmm. When you start, if you have no name, you end up doing what's called bringer shows, and you bring the people. But Lady Bits has a name in its own, not necessarily because of me, but because people want to support mm-hmm. women, you know. It's just like really in the day and age of, you know, people who do support and understand the Me Too era and the shit that we have to go through. I'm not fucking nobody for 10 minutes. I don't care if it's Chappelle or I don't care who it is. That's not, well, yeah.
I mean, I just fuck to fuck. But like, not
I
even
mean,
comedy
well,
wise.
Right. Because I mean, if you go fuck for Papa Do's, if you go fuck for Papa Do's, I mean,
it would happen.
But in Houston, I'm not going for 10 minutes of stage time
and
get $25. Like, that's not.
My pussy deserves more.
Yeah, like, I'm too old for that shit. But, you know, being able to pay women
for open mic spots. Yo, can we talk?
It's
a hot ass mess to get bumped on an open mic list where you're not even getting paid. You're not even getting paid. Nothing's coming from this. You're not getting any other shows from this. Please, I'm imploring people. Please, if you want to do comedy, please know and understand that you do not have to fuck for stage time.
Never.
If you would like to fuck that person, just fuck that person.
Just go ahead and do it.
Suck a dick, do what you gonna do.
But understand that it ain't gonna get you nowhere.
It's not gonna get you anywhere. Yeah, don't do it with that being what you're doing it for. If you want to fuck, just fuck. Fuck.
Well, but let me also say that let me say this. The comedy scene is small.
It's super
small. In
every
city. Okay.
Correct.
So if you're going to make sure whoever you're messing with, make sure they keep their mouth closed.
Make sure they keep their
mouth closed.
Because
for women,
don't have the hurt.
One more dude is too many.
In the
so one more dude makes you a hoe.
Which is trash.
It's trash.
They will fuck everybody. It's always
and
a double
your sister
standard.
And your mama too. But
that's
the
problem.
So as a woman, just be very selective of the dudes. Do not fuck any comedians who aren't funny.
That's don't fuck nobody that's not funny.
Really, once he comes, you become unfunny too.
Correct. And like, he passes that energy.
He passes it on to you. So I'm just saying, don't do that.
Don't do that shit.
Okay, that rubs off on you.
And then you just not funny. You want to? Right. How come I'm not on any shoes?
And if you funnier than him, don't even fuck.
I'm not fucking nobody.
I've been through it, and they just get jealous. Oh, yeah, he was corny. And it just don't work. Okay, but.
They have to be, okay, if they're not going to be funnier, then they have to have a bigger social media following.
Or a bigger dick.
Yeah, or a bigger dick. What? Okay, so I partially agree with Tressa that you should not just be fucking within the scene. Just like at work, you shouldn't be fucking all your coworkers. Right. But if you popping pussy in different cities, that's a little differently. Because they, like, but they still may know. But if you just, which I feel like if your pussy game is to where you have it established, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do what the fuck you want. Then fuck who you want. But
you gotta get to that point.
You have to get to that point. Yeah, like, don't just be out here fucking, because it is also unprofessional to continue to cross those boundaries. And I'm saying that on men and women. Right. Like, you shouldn't be. This is your job. Like,
this
comedy
is
your job.
This is what men do to us.
But if
we get messages in our inbox,
yo, they be lying. I'm sorry,
they be lying. So they'll send a message and they'll say, you know, hey, how you doing? I'm looking to book a show. Okay. We're going to respond with, what's the date, time, what's your budget? Okay. The next thing is, oh, well, I'm really not sure of the dates yet.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? And then you're like, okay.
But how are you tonight? Get your bitch ass.
But then the next thing is going to be like, I just have to tell you. You are a really beautiful woman. Ah,
come on, man.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Come
You're
on,
really
it.
Beautiful women. W-O-M-E-N. First of all, I'm one bitch. That's right.
Why am I multiple bitches?
I'm just one. Okay, ain't nothing make me drier than calling me women. Because I'm only one. All right? But then they come with, that was the whole reason.
There's no show. You have no money.
You have no experience.
You have no dates. Nothing.
You have no venue.
If you were gonna do that, just say hi.
You know how lame that is.
You're so
to
lame.
To pretend you have a show.
You're crazy. You're a sociopath.
It's stupid.
You're a sociopath. It makes no sense
at all.
It's like, you know what?
At all.
This bitch look like she need a show. I'm about to ask this bitch about a show. No. And the funny thing is, like, this is our job. So you're playing with my job. Why do you think I would want to fuck you after you just played with my job?
Exactly.
Why would I want to fuck you after
or
that?
They want to come to a show for free and they don't want to pay.
Yeah, I can get the boyfriend discount. You're not my boyfriend, bitch. We just met. You sent me two messages and a poke in 2019.
I don't know you.
Kill yourself. We're not friends.
You supposed to buy a ticket.
Like everybody
like
the fuck
everybody
else.
And when you get there, understand that this is my job.
We at work. I'm not here to flirt with you. You can't be getting jealous because I'm taking pictures with other people. They paid. Men. Y'all
it's
suck.
Crazy.
Y'all be wilding.
So it takes people like me and other women to produce their own shit. So that's really what I do. So then I started St. Bernard's Pub Comedy Hour. And that's also all women. That's an actual true show with the hosts, with the feature and a headliner. They get paid.
Which is very important, once again.
Very important. You know, we get paid, we have fun. It's a cool little atmosphere, and that's been going on since Father's Day of 2019, and then Lady Bits is over a year now. But I started the all-female shows on my 39th birthday. So I'll be, how old am I?
Fuck, I don't know.
I'll be 41. So I started the all-female shows on my 39th birthday. I'm 40 now.
40.
So I'll be 41 in March, right?
Okay, 41.
Okay. I'm gonna ask my daughter. Yeah, so I was 39 when I did that show. And then my 40th birthday, I was so drunk.
Oh, that's when I went to jail.
That is when you went to jail.
It was a good-ass show.
That is when I went to jail. But what was crazy was Roxy was like, Tressa, why don't we just co-headline, you know, or co-host or something, or why don't you just host, because, you know, you getting full, you getting drunk. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna be straight. You know, it's my 40th birthday, and, you know, I'm going to go up there. So I'm supposed to go up there and do 30 minutes. Nigga.
It was terrible.
I had fun, though. Shit.
Oh, yeah, we as well had fun.
But I don't know if it was recorded, but I was lit.
If it was, I would have deleted the footage because I love you. McNitty. Shout out to Avion Crockett.
I think I called you Avion. Like the water. I'm sorry.
That's Evian.
Is it Evian? Goddamn. I just made up something else new. I'm sorry. But my point was, beyond me being terrible on my birthday because I was drunk. But it's my 40th
You weren't
birthday.
Bad. You were drunk.
I mean, shit, you know.
That's different.
I should have listened. It was just a perfect example of I should have just listened. I could, if I would have just hosted.
I told you.
You know what I'm saying?
Because here's the thing. The show had, was it four of us on there?
Yeah.
Four of us on there. And she had already been drinking prior to coming to the show. Now, nobody, like most shows.
The show started at 8. I've been drinking since
like
about 5.
Like 5 or 6. And it was 8. It was already 8 o'clock. The show wasn't going to be over till like 10:30. Right. And that means Tress was going to be going up at 9, which means she had been drinking for 4 hours.
And really, I was half full on a box of Franzia wine. You know, the box, it, 34 glasses.
You
box
was already...
Wine. Franzia,
she know the number of glasses. Come on, man. She knows the number of glasses. But you memorized it.
And then I got to the club and see my shit at the club is Tito's and cranberry or Tito's and Red Bull because I'm old. And so I need to stay awake. So I usually have some Red Bull and like 1/3 of an Adderall, you know. Just
come on.
To kinda,
and some green.
Yeah. And some, you know.
And it's been hours. And I was like, Tressa, let's just
and
both
I probably
host.
Had some vape pen type shit.
You did.
Too, so
and
it
I was like, let's
birthday,
just
so
let's
was,
just host it together.
Myself.
Let's host it together. We can both go up there. You get in and you can chill for the rest of the show. She was like, I'm good, baby. And whenever somebody start doing that shit, they full. You was full. So the show go on and go great.
Well, what you said?
I'm good, baby. Because that's when you had first. I think you had that first big wig. You was like, I'm in this bitch, Shaka Khan.
No, I think I had
that's the short one. But then it was just.
Remember, I had the gold peplin.
Oh yeah,
suit on.
And he was just bobbling around. You, Tressa was so
she
lit.
Said, bobbling,
bobbling around. You know, somebody lit. Tressa got these little feet, and I always be laughing because they so little. But she was going up the steps like. I don't think you even really said no jokes.
I think I did.
I don't think you said no jokes. But because it was, you know, it's your birthday show, everybody was just happy that you did. Like, hey, Tressa.
Right.
What up, baby?
Oh, drunk ass.
It was a good show, though.
It was a good show.
Yes.
Because Keisha Hunt showed the fuck
up. Oh, man. Keisha Hunt is hilarious. Keisha's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Keisha's one of my favorite
She'll
comedians.
She'll be on my show
period.
Friday.
Where? At St. Bernard's?
At St. Bernard's.
This is going to probably air after. But still check out Keisha.
Right.
And check out St. Bernard's because you do St. Bernard's every
yeah,
year.
Yeah, so St. Bernard's is every 2 weeks. So there's an open mic open to any comedian, male or female.
Then y'all got to
Or if you just try some shit and you don't know what the fuck you're doing. But you can go up there for us to laugh at you. It's cool. I'm just saying, we open to it.
We open to mocking you.
We're open to. You are open to have me make fun of you when you get off. I'm just saying. So that starts. So sign up for that is 8:30, and then open mic starts at 9, and then and sometimes I don't host that one. I do, depending, I might hire somebody else to do it, and then 10 o'clock we'll start the showcase. It'll be me hosting, and then two other women.
Dope.
Yeah, so this Friday on the 1st is probably going to air after is Jennifer Germany, which we found out we were cousins, which
what?
Is crazy.
And she's funny
and then,
as fuck.
Hilarious. And then Keisha Hunt. And then the 15th, I believe I have two people coming in from out of town, so I'm still booking that. So the 1st and the 15th, and then, you know, every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Lady Bits is not a set time, but, you know, follow me.
And it'll pop up.
And, you know, follow, you know, go to Secret Group. Usually once or twice a month too. So it's supposed to be twice a month that we just started that, but then Lady Bitch is featured in Come and Take It.
Oh yeah, so Come and Take It Festival is coming in
yeah.
November the
yeah.
7th through the 9th.
Yeah, and I guess technically that's my first festival.
Oh shit. No,
because I did stand up roundup.
Oh
but
yeah.
I did do stand up, but it's stand up roundup is in Dallas, and that's really a competition. So I was a finalist in stand up roundup. I've done different competitions, but that's really a competition. Mm-hmm. So I would say this is my first festival,
actual festival. Okay.
And then for the festival to have Lady Bits featured in it, so now it's my first time being in the festival, and then I'm hosting. Lady Bits in the festival which features headlining is Dulce Sloan, mm-hmm. from who's seen on Conan and Comedy Central, NBC, and then Kieran Dion, who's, I think she's on some other NBC shows mm-hmm. too as well, and some different things. So, I mean, that's an amazing, that's a big deal. It's a big deal.
You ain't popping in these streets.
It's a big deal.
Speaking of, so I kind of wanted to talk about this. So, like, people always ask me, how does it feel to date while you're a comedian? Like, dating as a comedian. Like, some of the problems that come from trying to date while you're doing this crazy shit. Because that's what it is to normal people, is crazy shit.
It's crazy shit. I think the biggest problems that we have, I would say, you know, men understanding that we're going to be out late at night.
And talking to men.
I mean, we're around men all the time. So they have to be really secure in themselves as far as that's concerned. But, and then, we really are supposed to be practicing all the time. So, you know,
I'm going to be out.
And so either you're traveling, you're doing shows, or you know, most of us have jobs too. And so you're going to be out. You're going to be out. And that just that jealousy that we have to deal with men and them worried about what we're going to do.
That's just wild and it's annoying.
It is.
It's fucking annoying. Like, I feel like if that's what you're going to be jealous of, then don't talk to me.
I'm
the wrong person for you to talk to. Have you had any, like, stories of, like, some crazy shit a dude's done at a show? Or, like, just something somebody said to you? That's another thing. Not even just, like, in a relationship. But, like, dudes come at us crazy.
Because I'm a comedian, they come at me crazy. They literally sexually harass me with jokes. It's a big ass titties.
Like, that's not a joke, bro. That's just a statement.
So you're just observing shit and just shouting shit at me. And I'm supposed to be able to get away with it.
Like, I got that joke about, we all have sex jokes. I have a joke about, like, sucking dick. And a dude will come up every show, every time I do the joke.
So you like to suck dick?
Yes, motherfucker, I just did the joke. But that doesn't mean that I want to suck
yours.
Like, that's not what the joke means.
To do with you.
Then why are you inserting yourself into my story?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I had a white man from England who apparently...
Milk titties, I'm sorry.
He was very attractive, actually. But I think because of my joke, he learned the term thick for the first time. And I wish I could do the accent, but he came up to me. Yeah.
Okay.
He came up to me after the show. He said, no, I can't.
Please. I know it's so bad, but please.
I can't.
I need you to do it. Jessica, please.
I can tell you what he said, and then you can repeat back in the British accent.
No, I want to hear you do it because it's bad. Okay, say it. But in the British accent, you're the thickest woman I've ever seen.
I think he learned thick that day. And so I was just like, so what are you doing here? You know? And he was like, oh, I just decided to come to Houston just on a whim. I was like, oh, you're rich.
Trust me, I could have been a prince.
Black people, black people don't just, you just decide
on
to
a
come
whim
from
to another
England
country.
To another country.
I'm bored. Let's go
like,
to China.
You know what? Maybe he was trying to sex traffic.
Ooh!
Maybe he was doing big booty sex traffic. That's what it was. Maybe he was going to take it to Brazil and shoot a porn.
Oh,
that's probably
you would have been done.
Yeah, that's
which
probably
which wig did you
was.
Have on? That's what, that determined
I had on, I think I had on the locks and the tendrils. Like, the goddess wig.
He was like, this is an exotic
thing. He was really trying to take me home.
He was going to be gone, sis.
Because I talked about being thick and being single.
Yeah.
He was white, though. So I really, I'm 41. I ain't done white dick to date. And that's why we friends, because she got this joke about pink dick.
And how it's translucent.
And I literally said that to my daughter. Like, you know, I mean, it's pink. It literally reminds me, like, I think of a pig snout. Like, I don't know why.
I think a tuna tartare.
Tuna
tartare.
In the joke, she tells the white man to put his dick back in the oven because it's uncooked.
It's uncooked. I'm not a fan of your.
Pink.
It's pink. I just like how black dick looks.
Well,
though.
You know what?
Black
I haven't been that turned off on on porn.
I mean,
there's this guy. I don't watch him no more because I found out he was super extra freaky and he just was too freaky.
Oh, it's too much.
It was too much.
It was too much.
You probably gonna cut this.
No, I'm leaving this all in.
But
send it to your coworker.
His last name is Gray. And tattoos is not Dorian. It's not Dorian Gray.
That is Oscar Wilde.
No, right. I know Dorian Gray. I know that's the one when he look in the picture and he was young or whatever. But I'm saying I'm thinking the man poor name is Dorian Gray. But it's something Gray. I can pull it up anyway. He got tattoos. He got tattoos everywhere, right? And it's a white dude with a big dick. Now he's not attractive, but this is why I watch his porn. Listen,
I'm trying.
You're still laughing about Dorian Gray. But what if his name is Dorian Gray? That's like...
I was just thinking of an Oscar Wilde really porn.
Now you don't put Oscar Wilde. She got Oscar Wilde. Now she going to do a sketch of Oscar Wilde. So the man's last name is Gray. If it, large white dicks are not bad. But really the only reason why I watch this man is because he has this... massager called the Magic Wand.
Let me tell you this.
With every scene, okay?
He's becoming an ambition.
He knows he is going to use this on this girl every time. But the Magic Wand is really like this long. And so over the years of my life, when men see this, that's how I determine if I'm going to fuck with you or not. Because either you...
Oh, wait, excuse me. Wait, no, you skipped a step.
What?
Wait, so he has it in the porn and yes, then you purchase the same one?
I've had
a magic wand for about
15 years.
Okay, ma'am.
I'm just saying the fact that he knows to have this.
Got
because
you.
We will get to the whole conversation about how 75% of women don't just have orgasms and squirt and all that other shit. Like, that's porn shit. Okay, now some people are porn people. They're born that
don't
way.
Don't fucking...
But I'm just saying...
Did you just airline hand
normal people... Normal, just the norm. Is not happening. But this man knows that he has to have this in particular, this magic wand. If your relationship messed up and you're not busting nuts, get you a magic wand and men use that on her too or whatever. Not on her. I'm saying on your girl, because if she's not having orgasms, I will guarantee you. Or your money back from that company. She will be straight.
They better pay yours.
But I started in saying that I'm not that disgusted on a porn. You know what I mean? But I'm just not attracted to white men like that.
I just like how black. Like I said I like how black dick looks on me.
And really, they don't want to.
It's pretty.
They wouldn't want to marry me anyway.
You don't like, know it, that. Like, it's somebody for everybody. Nah,
that's some kind of big booty black girl fetish.
I mean, that's what black men too with the big booty black woman.
They
fetish.
Are literally still calling black men books.
I can't believe that. Porn is racist as fuck.
It's really fucking racist. It's really racist.
It's fucking gross. That's like I try to watch interracial porn, but it's usually like. Master fucks black big booty bitch in the asshole slave bitch. I'm like that. First of all, that title's too long. Second of all, that's gross. And then like I was scrolling and they had like, cause I really don't watch porn. I already told you about my past, so I'm not gonna say it. But I my parents were swingers.
And I forgot about
that. My parents were swingers. R.I.P. Pops. And I saw a tape of my mother. And father at an orgy. And
did you tell me that?
I'm not sure.
I knew they were swingers, but I forgot that they were swingers.
And then she was fellatioing him at the orgy.
Her own husband.
Correct. Okay. In this video.
Okay. In this video.
I'm not sure about the other videos. I don't recall. But because of that, like, it's hard for me to just watch porn.
You know, let me say this before I forget. Hey, swingers, why are y'all ugly?
Cut the footage. Hey,
I'm sorry. Because I'm just saying, ugly swingers always want to say that shit to me. And,
they ask you, are you ugly?
No. Oh. They always be ugly. Mm. And so I'm just saying, I've never been approached by any portion of the couple, male or female, that actually look
how they see some fine swingers. Because I went to this one swinger party before. They be having sweet people. So I'm one of them people.
How did we get on this?
I don't know, but we staying here. I'm one of the people that like just comedy, looks like I like weird shit, so people will just invite me to shit, and I'm never just like, oh, you're nasty. Right. I'm like, okay, what is it? So somebody's like, hey, let's go. It's a party. People gonna be dressed up, like sexual, like, you know, lingerie. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, it's a lingerie party, blah, blah, blah. And I'm in my 20s at this point, so like I was experienced.
The way you know it, it's a swingers club is that they won't immediately give you the address.
Yeah, that's, they didn't give you the address.
If they want to immediately give you the address and they can tell you that they're going to text you that shit later, that is what.
Well, now I know that.
So now you know that that's what that shit is.
That was fun. And so I went with some older dude. And so we're like in there, and then it's just like, it's like 50 or 60 people in this fucking big ass house. Right. And as soon as I walk in, some girl's like, I love your titties. Let me eat your pussy on this counter. And I was like, oh my God. What party is this?
Oh,
and
what is God, that? What the hell?
What's happening? What's going on?
But you said no.
No, I said no. Yeah.
She doesn't like women.
I don't
women.
Like women. I'm often
women
approached
are all,
by women.
Women are very,
because I have that energy.
Disappointed.
Man, they be getting mad. Like, I got cussed out by this one chick when I was doing that underground strip club. She cussed me out. So what the fuck you in here for? I was like, money? Right. Like, I'm getting paid, but why are you so mad that I won't let you eat my pussy, ma'am?
Ma'am?
That's rude. You rude.
Yeah.
You're fucking rude.
They be mad at me, too.
Yeah.
Cause you women be mad at me that I'm not lesbian. Men be mad at me that
I'm not bisexual.
I'm not bisexual and that I have small nipples. I'm sorry.
That's stupid.
Because I think they expected like a
why your nipples small,
like a pepperoni. I don't know.
You need to call God. Normal. There's no reason.
They're not smaller than normal. I'm just saying they don't. It's not that pancake thing.
You got them tic-tac.
They want them pancake.
Oh yeah, I got them oatmeal cream pie nipples.
I don't have.
How don't you have them oatmeal cream pie?
They're nice and dainty.
That's dumb. I'm mad about it.
Nice and dainty.
I'm upset.
What was the other thing that they were mad? Oh, and they be mad about the squirting thing too.
I thought everybody squirted. I thought that everybody squirted until like a couple months ago when you told me that everybody, because I told you I don't really watch porn like that. I squirted, and then a couple of my other homies we talked about before, and they squirted. I was like, oh, so everybody just squirts. I don't have a whole lot of female
friends.
I still
friends. Think she'd be pissing on people, but still.
It is, okay, so science has proven it is by that sack, but there is some cum. A blend
in it,
yeah,
it's, yeah,
it comes from a different thing. Yeah,
I've seen the porns, that's and it different. Looks a little yellow to me.
No, them bitches don't drink enough water.
That's
it
what
shouldn't
it is.
Look
that's
yellow, it regardless. Well, and I call everybody bitches. People that ain't
well, look, men be thinking I'd be lying or something, but there's all kind of studies about the fact that when it's not about women not having orgasms, we have orgasms, but orgasms just through penetration.
Yeah, it's usually
just through penetration.
It has to be other
it's
stuff.
Like usually a combination mm-hmm. of some things, which, but just through penetration, there's only a small percentage of women.
I
call them aliens, but there's a small percentage of women that they're good, but you know, other than that, we need a combo. You know what I'm saying? You need to, like, touch some other stuff. You know, combo 1, 2, 3. You know,
are
I told
you
about the
rapper?
Magic wand.
The rapper?
The magic wand. Get the magic wand, okay?
That's you all better, I'm gonna say. After this podcast airs, you better contact them and say, look what I did for your company.
Look.
I need a sponsorship.
I'm serious. I don't understand how you try an anal without it.
Anal's
just to,
fire.
Just to just anal's take fire. It. But just yeah. take it.
Everybody doesn't do that.
Jesus Christ. What? No.
Okay.
No.
What the fuck's wrong with me?
Nothing.
So people not just lubing up the butt and taking it up the butt. You got to engage the booty hole. I thought everybody was just like, oh, yeah, I like this
you
shit.
You ain't seen Monique what? Talk about loosening your muscles.
I mean, you can tighten.
But like I'm tightening when you them have... Now. Clitoral stimulation, it is the best thing ever in life. But you can't just take that shit if you're not her or other porn stars. Apparently.
I once did porn. I'm kidding, I didn't do porn. Everybody's an amateur porn.
Everybody's an amateur porn. I'm sure I got some tapes out there.
Yeah, one of my exes posted my tape.
I don't have a problem with that though.
I was fire on it.
Yeah,
I was fire.
I looked good
and I was fire.
And it was my man. Whoever it was, I'm sure
that was the
was
person I was
my
with.
Actual
You're not gonna
man.
Make me feel bad for sucking the dick that I was with.
Right. So if you post it, just make sure to show me in a good light.
I'm gonna get more followers.
And I don't want to know your house full of furniture. Right.
the whole house.
Okay, so what were we talking about?
I have no clue, and I feel like we're over time.
See, I think you should you can cut it together and put the important stuff.
All of that was important.
With I'm did leaving I say all the shows.
I'm leaving all the sectoral stimulation. I feel as though, like they need to know.
They need to know.
Men don't know. They don't be foreplaying enough.
See, the thing about the magic wand that messes with men is that the shit plugs in. And so they're really intimidated by it. And you really shouldn't care about how she comes. You make sure she does. It doesn't matter how. We're not really concerned how. And then some women are not concerned with how many times. They just want it to be quality, and once is enough. So you got to figure out who you're dealing with. Some will probably want it 5 times a day or something. Probably this one.
Yo,
I'm good like once or twice. I really want to do it all night because I'm older. You know what I'm saying? It's good. But there is a cordless magic wand.
So you
costs a little bit more money.
Perused the website.
It costs a little bit more money, but it's cordless. It's a little smaller. You know, because if you just, that's the thing with toys. You got to have the conversation. You can't just whip this shit out.
Y'all!
You vibrate my pussy. I'm going to bend over. Can you?
Why are you holding it like that?
Because that's how big it is.
If you come to me like that, like it's a, so it's a sword.
It looks like it's Excalibur. So when a man sees it. I actually had a man say to me,
do that next time. Yo, please do that next time. Next time you're about to pull out the toy and then come from up under.
Well, actually.
By the power of Grayskull in my pussy.
Funny story.
Please do. Tell me.
Funny story.
Mm-hmm.
With my ex before we broke up, there was a short in my magic wand. So I took a piece of the gray duct tape. Covered the cord.
You did not ghetto rig your fucking toy.
I ghetto rigged my magic wand. I had this bad boy. It was been with me for a few years. And I put it back together. And one day, I plugged it in. And almost right before it touched my pussy, it was like... sparks and shit.
You gonna blow your pussy up.
I almost... Ruined
your pussy.
I almost ruined. I was ruined my whole entire vagina. Yep. As my mother would say.
The hair would have just went like
vagina. You can smell it. I could have just killed myself because of
the magic. Did you buy another one?
No. So now I have this little purple bullet thing, and I've had that for a while.
Out of this little one like that?
It's about this long, and it sits on a, you have to plug it into the little base thing. And then, like, so when you, on the bottom, you can press it. It has, like, different, speeds or whatever. But if I press it on the second speed, the battery go out too quick.
Where so are you buying these from?
I
got 3 toys. I got them all from that spot. So I don't really do toys because, like, I come so much that it's not enough. You know what I'm saying? So I just be like, bah, 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 bah. I just be busting. So I just be
her
sitting here.
Her cash app is Roxy Hayes.
I am Roxy Hayes, please.
I am Roxy Hayes. Please sit.
But once again, I thought this was normal. So, like, I'll do it and I'll use the toys. But then, like, after, I just be sitting there, like, bored.
Well, you have to use it with someone.
I need a person. Yeah, I like a man and a body on me.
Somebody.
So I got one of these hoes that stick to the wall.
It's
a silicone one, and it sticks to the wall, and it's fire. And I call it T'Challa. And then I got another one.
Wait. T'Challa.
I call it T'Challa. Yes, and then I got another one, but I don't like it. This one got the balls on it too. And
it got balls?
That's the other one. No, not the one that stick on the wall. This another one is just like a black.
It's black or brown?
Brown. I'm talking about black. It's brown and the balls, and that one's suction too, but it doesn't suction as good as T'Challa. Now that one, I forgot what I called that one because I changed its name. But yeah, that one's cool. And then this other one, it looks like a Sailor Moon wand. It's glass.
I saw this.
That's not all my all. It's fire. It's fire.
I helped her move. So,
oh, yeah.
So that's why. That's why.
It's fire. And it's glass. Moon.
But didn't you say you, like, didn't even use it or something?
I didn't use it for
because
a long
you,
time.
Like,
it was
don't
so pretty.
Use it?
I finally used it. Because at first I was like, this is too pretty. I don't want to defile this with my nastiness.
But it was made.
I know, but
defiled.
It was so pretty. It was glass and it had like a pink see-through heart and it was really pretty. And I had got it as a gift from somebody. And so I was like, I don't want, this is just really pretty. But one night I was bored. I was like, man, let's see what this thing talking about. Yo. Fire.
Squirt fest.
Yes.
I told her she probably should sell that shit. A little vial.
Sell my squirt? You know what's nasty?
Or bath water.
People will buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nasty. Yo, if you would like to purchase some.
Lots of female comedians are getting by selling pictures of their feet and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And so people really will buy anything.
Yeah, I used to sell tongue pictures for $10. Dudes will buy them in bulk. We never talked about this, no? Okay, yeah. Sometimes for $50, depending upon, Jesus. And it would just be my tongue. I sold some panties
Jesus
online.
Jesus Crispy Christ.
I stopped selling the panties online because I was selling some in Ireland. Like, I was selling international drawers.
I would just sell other bitches' panties.
No, you ain't even really got to wear them. You could just,
yeah.
Whatever. But
yeah.
I sold some in Ireland.
I'll just swipe them.
Because yeah, sometimes that's all they want. But they'd be like, I want you to work out in them. I want these drawers. You walked around in them and stuff like that. But somebody was like, can you, they bought like 10 pair. They had already bought 10 pair. And they were like, I want to buy some more of those N-word draws. And I was like, oh, no, I'm done here. We're done here. We're done here. With the hard
ER. For the N-word draws,
yeah.
I need a stack.
I need it. So the nastiest time I did it, I'm not going to lie, this was, it wasn't nasty, but it was nasty. I had sold it to this dude that was an assistant manager at Olive Garden. He had ordered like five pairs
like,
of panties.
Is this like your regular email or this? Is
no,
black
no, no, fuck
market?
No. Yeah, this is black market.
This is black market.
Undermarket, like Craigslist.
They don't know what you look like.
No, well, some of the people I would meet up with, but I have a wig and some glasses on, like doing some incognito shit. But some of the people would want to meet up if they were in Houston. So most of the time, I would
this
sell it not in Houston because I'm like, I don't want to meet up with you. And so this one dude was an assistant manager at this Olive Garden, and he was like, "Hey, don't mail it to my house because." My wife, I don't want my wife to get them.
Did you at least get some?
Yeah,
some,
I had my dude came with me.
But did you at least get like a year's worth of bread?
That's all I'm about to tell you. So,
and salad.
He was like, come to my job. And I was like, hey, cool.
All the bread and salad.
This motherfucker gave us. So wait, first he bought the panties. And he gave me like $200 for the panties and for coming up there. And then he gave me like a 5-course meal. And he gave me 5 Olive Garden gift cards. And that's when I was going to Olive Garden hard. $100 Olive Garden gift cards.
So, what's his number?
Nah, his wife deleted all his shit.
Damn.
She found out. He sent me like a farewell email.
I was going to send. I was going to go buy some thongs.
And be up in this bitch.
Yeah. Or I don't know. I might go get like a salmon croquette or something.
Why you put. Then they go.
Not mine, but other. That's why I won't eat pussy, because that's what the bathroom smell like. Oh,
it
didn't
smell like
salmon
croquette. And that's nasty.
It smells like they took salmon croquette and ironed it. I don't know what.
People don't drink
on.
Enough water, man.
That's why I just don't understand. Like, back in the day, eating coochie meant that he liked you.
No, I mean shit now.
Oh, now.
Eat coochie. Ass on the first date.
Right.
Eating asshole.
Tongue, like, you gonna put your tongue in it? All the way?
All the way. And my nasty ass. Love it. Nah, put it back. My nasty ass.
I'd be like, look.
But don't kiss me. We not kissing. Because I know what I eat. You know that vegan,
we are vegan and vegetarian. So
it's not
so
as nasty
really,
as
it's
so.
It's not as nasty because it's not any decayed meat or anything. But I still want to know why your tongue got to go in there.
It feels amazing.
It ain't really all that.
Yeah,
it ain't really all that.
That's because, you see, I got a little booty, so they can put their whole face in it. You got too much booty.
Like a part,
so they gotta.
It's like a part in the.
They can't get I'm giving her all she's got, Captain.
Shut up.
It's too much. We're going down.
You know what?
So I try to eat your ass, they gonna die, trust me. They gonna suffocate.
Clearly, that has not happened.
They gotta eat your ass with a scuba mask on.
The shit happens under duress. Under duress all the time. Because I don't ask for it. But I attract ass eaters.
They dumb motherfucker.
I mean, I know. That's I'm not surprised.
That's like a baker being like, people that like sugar show like to come in here. Yeah,
I'm just saying that I attracted, and I really just be like, I just be like, you know, I can get a dick at any time. Like, are you done with this? Because
they can't get in there.
No, they can get in there.
With their face?
Yeah.
Are they still alive?
No, they still
ain't no goddamn way. They gotta be. They gotta be. Ain't no goddamn way. Ain't no way. I've accidentally been under your butt, like, moving, and you stood by me and almost died. Ain't no fucking way you telling me a normal human, not an anteater, a normal human can put their face.
Did you say an anteater? You act like you gotta go around the whole 50 inches of ass.
You do. The fact that the
measurement ass does open.
I know, but you gotta get in there. Like, and then you did.
Why you gotta do that?
That's your butt. Look, okay.
Look.
You gotta look in there, and then they face in there. That's the fine part. But when the cheeks close, like Indiana Jones,
they don't close.
They don't close. How strong are these people?
They hold them open, or they make me hold them open.
How do you hold them open?
Nah,
ain't no way. Sorry.
It's not that far.
Nope, sorry. Ain't no way. And then what if you slip? Then you're dead. Your cranium is crushed. You killed 20 men. Is that what you do? That's what you do. I'm gonna make a movie about that.
Why? It would be this bad. Nobody knows. First, I was terrible.
It was a terrible performance. It was a good show. That's the part you're leaving out.
The producing part of me is what you're saying.
I'm saying the show overall was great. Like, even as if I was a regular person watching, I'm like, oh, this is great. Right. But as a person that has seen you non-drunk.
That's a comedian.
That's a comedian. And you was just like, hey, party. And you weren't doing any jokes.
Did I twerk?
No, you just were walking, but that's the same thing for you. So yeah, you can't.
I have that joke too. I need to remember.
Oh, that's a good ass joke. But yes, no, you weren't. Because you won't be liking a twerk on stage.
No, so I make fun of it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, I know that's what y'all think I'm going to do.
Oh, no, you ain't doing that.
Because my ass big, I mean, I'm going to start twerking.
Look, I got jokes.
And then if I say that, they'd be like, yeah, go.
Twerk!
Ahead. And that's why I got to turn around and be like, okay.
Dot, 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 dot.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
That was fucking hilarious. Oh, my stomach hurts. We're definitely over time now. We said we're going to talk, like, we're going to have a nuanced conversation.
We could talk about veganism, and you could cut the shit. And then,
now I'm leaving all that in. I have to, on principle.
Not all of it.
All of the butthole and the crushing the men. That's my favorite part. This is one of the best conversations we've had, and we talk every day.
We do talk every day.
I regret nothing. I feel like
except for when we're having boy problems and sometimes we
don't. It's because these motherfuckers dumb.
They are.
You know what? This could just be a double part episode. Fuck it. We here. It's going to be y'all cool with it. It's a double part episode.
A double part.
Usually it's 30 minutes, but I feel like we have a lot to talk about. So we're gonna keep going on. And I keep getting more high as the episode goes, so I'm good.
I need to be more Liddy McNitty.
Shout out. Shout out to Afion Crockett.
Mr. Crockett, because I keep calling
him. We owe him some money.
Water. Yeah, can we actually say that? Is he going to be requesting money and shit?
No, I don't think. What if Afion...
Look, bitch.
I heard your podcast. I know you got 100 views, and I'm one of them, bitch.
I see you, O.
Y'all said it 8 times. I want 8 times the residuals. Mm-hmm. That would be great. So we said we're going to talk about, let's finish talk about men. We'll talk some more about men. Because I think we've both, because we each progressed and had a continuous, like, progression in comedy. And, like, you know, whenever you progress with any type of business or anything like that, you kind of find yourself progressing, like, as a person. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you start finding, like, shit's different, like, what you consider important in a relationship or stuff like that. And I think that's one of the reasons, like, it's harder to date. Because, like, a lot of shit you used to care about or a lot of shit that people kind of care about in relationships, you don't care about anymore. Does that make sense? Like
what?
Like, okay, for me, I noticed, like, I don't care as much about, like, I used to be one of people, like, I need to see you, like, every day or almost every other day.
Right.
Like, if we're going to be in a relationship, if we're in a monogamous relationship, I need to see you several times a week. Now, like you were saying, I'm at a fucking show.
Right.
I don't need to see you every other day. Like, I really don't have time to see you. other day. Yeah, because you're fucking busy. I also noticed, like, yeah, like you said earlier, dudes be getting insecure as fuck. They get insecure as fuck, and they don't understand, like, the level of importance is going to be, for me at least, is family and comedy and then, like, friends. Mm-hmm. Friends are, like, even... with comedy, not you. You're like family. You build me a jail. So you're up there. But then it's like friends.
Only because I build her.
That's jail. Part of it. Like, once you bail a motherfucker from jail, you're family. Like, and then everybody else. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're under comedy. Like, right. you're going to be under comedy.
It's not as important.
Yeah, it's just not as important because, like, what if we break up, I still got, you know, comedy is going to be there. Comedy's been there. That's what's important to me. So you're going to be less important than comedy. And it's not really, like, I can't. There's nothing you can do to kind of change that.
No, I mean, that's your livelihood.
Yeah, this is my livelihood.
That's, you know, now, not only you got the insecure thing, or you have, maybe they're not insecure, they just automatically think that we hoes.
Yeah, that's one other thing, because we're always around men, mm-hmm. men flirt with us. What people don't understand is, like, yeah, men flirt with me, but that doesn't mean I flirt back. Right. Or even if I am flirting back, that doesn't mean I'm sucking their dick after the show.
Right.
Like, conversation could be conversation. Or even if I am.
And most times, it's really, I mean, I got another show next week, so you want to buy these tickets?
Yeah, exactly. Like, we're talking about, we're building mm-hmm. followers, we're building fans. That's how you connect with people and stuff like that.
Because niggas got vegan thick shirts, but, I mean...
That don't mean.
On TressaLB.com. Quick plug. But they not gonna, like, wear them. They just, you know.
They buying them and shit.
It's important.
And my thing is, like, shit, if you're not about to buy all these tickets in this fucking theater, it's a 400-seater, you need to kind of shut the fuck up.
Right.
Like, unless you're gonna purchase 400 tickets, then you do not get to get mad that I'm conversing with people to get them to come to the show. Mm-hmm. You don't get to do that. So, like, what is one of the worst, because that's what we were talking about earlier, and then we started talking about buttholes. Like, kind of like, maybe like the worst thing a dude has said to you regarding comedy, or the worst thing, and it could be a comedian or a non-comedian, or just something that they said that either made you uncomfortable, or just something that has been said because of comedy that rubbed you the wrong way.
Could be anything. I mean, the worst thing is,
or one of.
Is traveling to New Orleans and having a producer grab me and kiss me.
Motherfuckers are trash.
We just got married, like, 2 weeks
prior. Ah, man.
And so, you know, we were having, like, we're talking. He was standing up, though. I mean, he's, like, 6-something, and I'm 5'2". And he's, like, 6'2", or something. And so we were talking about comedy in this tone.
Mm-hmm.
I had on a turtleneck, and I had on a skirt that came past my knees. But, I mean, I am, you know, voluptuous. So I didn't have a bag on, but I'm just saying I'm not, like, And what I wear doesn't matter. I'm just offering
painting
that because that's what some people will, like, well,
try to say. Exactly. They love to say that shit.
And we were talking about comedy, and I was talking about the time about wanting to produce comedy shows and just really being serious about that. Because that's really, for me, that's what's the most important.
Yeah.
You know, at my age, I may not become the next, you know, Tiffany Haddish or something, but I will continue to produce, and that's, you know, my end goal.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm just talking in this tone that I'm talking right now. And he just grabbed me and stuck his tongue down my throat.
Motherfuckers are disgusting.
And I went to swing and missed.
That's trash.
Because it was kind of like behind the stage, and it was a little dark mm-hmm. because where the green room was, but maybe a little darker than this with some lights or whatever. We were having a conversation about comedy, and the green room was kind of off. And he almost missed my bus back, the mega bus back, because he was supposed to pick me up the next day to take me to the mega bus. And I guess he was embarrassed, so he could have had another comedian do it, because he had another comedian pick me up for mm-hmm. the show. And I had two shows. And I think I was, like, the only woman on that show of, like, 25 comedians they had on this 2 days, like, a 2-day show. And so the other dudes that were there, he had decided to let me headline. He wasn't trying to get me to headline necessarily because I was good, but because mm-hmm. people were starting to leave. and they were gonna have like Blowfish, you know Blowfish, the blind, the blue is blind. Mm-hmm. Blowfish was there. Shoddy Feelgood was there. Mm-hmm. Shabazz was down there too. Will Merrill. He was gonna have me headline. So when they said that, the dudes that when he announced it in the green room, who was going last, they got mad, and mm-hmm. so they had pulled him to a side eventually and was like, you know, she's not ready for that. And technically, at this time, I wasn't. Mm-hmm. But again, he wasn't trying to get me to headline because I was going last. He was putting me last because by the time I would go, most of the people would be gone anyway. Mm-hmm. But based on how these men are, because a lot of them are bitches. You know, that's how they act. I'm just saying. I'm not saying all male comedians, but a lot of them are. Mm-hmm. And they were offended by it, you know. And so I did not go up at all.
What?
So the show before that, before he kissed me, I did go up. But then the second show, I did not go up at all. Almost missed the megabus. When I got back home, the rumor was that we were fucking, and I was with him the whole entire time, and that the show that I did when I went up, that I bombed, and because it came back through some of the other dudes that kind of come between Houston mm-hmm. and Louisiana, and it was a dude that I started comedy with that used to like me, and he kind of started that rumor, and he also grabbed me and kissed me.
These motherfuckers are so inappropriate.
And I was just like, dude, like, I don't even look at you like that. We're not flirting. I've never said anything. Like, men have to understand that smiling
is not flirting.
At you is not flirting.
Saying hi is not
Being
flirting.
Nice is not flirting. Smoking with you is not flirting. It doesn't mean that I want to fuck you. It doesn't, like, really. And then, really, I used to just tell you if that's, but for some men, as we had this conversation today, they don't want you to tell them. So you got to figure out who you're dealing with. But still, like, you don't just grab, like, you grab read it. The room. I just don't understand.
Well, they're fucking, a lot of male comedians are fucking socially awkward. They're idiots. They don't have good social
interaction.
And then
if we don't like them, that means we're gay.
Yes. That's also
I don't
thing.
Understand.
They're ignorant.
The audacity and the unmitigated gall to say this shit. That is the biggest thing, I get. And I wouldn't say it's a complete rumor about me, but because I do female shows, it's not a female audience. I want everybody to come.
It's all female.
But I've been called, you know, a lesbian a lot, and I don't really care. I mean, I don't.
But it's just the fact that why are y'all discussing that? Why are you talking about my sexuality?
I just
want to
be professional, and I don't want to fuck everybody.
Comedy.
It has nothing to do with me being a lesbian. And if I was a lesbian,
so what?
Yeah. You know, I'm not.
Leave the box in peace.
I am not. I like 8 inches at least. So I'm just saying, like, that has nothing to do with it. But I don't know what it is. So, but we were talking about all this to say that women, you know, and it's not about just doing shows and just putting women on that aren't funny. We're talking about quality shows, but, you know, just to all the women that are comedians and that have experience and have produced their shows, keep doing that and mm-hmm. get together and do it
and build
together and, you know, produce things together. Me and Roxy do shows together. I've been on her show. Mm-hmm. She's been on my show.
Working on our show,
Roxy's much further longer than me, so she's not just gonna post all of my shit. You know what I'm saying? That's just not how shit works. But we do, you know, help each other, and I produce her shit, which Roxy still is going to be the creator over all of it. I'm just gonna provide some money. You know what I mean? But she still is. I can't take over what she's doing. Mm-hmm. Is still her baby, and I have to know when to step back. You know, she'll tell you anytime doing sketches, like, hey, I don't mean to be mean or anything, but, you know, I am a director. Like, you know, I really don't, you
yeah,
know,
baby
need
like
you
I'm
to,
rude and shit.
Yeah,
I'm
I, really, like, don't, I really don't need you to give me pointers on what the line should be. You just don't read the shit, and that's that. But you know, we have to start doing
just working together and trying to build.
Just really to get away from some of the bullshit that we were doing, and just because it's something we want to do,
yeah.
you know? So
if you get on both sides of it, just the more shit you know how to do, the more shit, you know, the better you are at it. Like, if you know how to do different aspects of this one thing, there's no reason that you shouldn't be successful
right.
in it. And
right,
the fact that you can do stand-up and you are producing, that's just dope.
Right.
That's just dope.
And I'm just trying to, I do it for the women. I do it for the women, women in comedy, and local women that aren't getting booked too as well, and we have a place and we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, we here, motherfuckers.
We are here, and we ain't going nowhere, and we funny as hell.
What was the name of the show you were doing? Are you ever going to bring that one back?
We're funny, stop asking. So I probably will bring that back at some point, you know.
The comedy club. We're doing it at closed.
Yes. The comedy club closed. And that was real interesting, too, because I was really trying to, you know, producing that on my own and marketing it, you know, like bootstrapping it, basically. And it was starting to grow, but the comedy club closed. So, you know, I'll probably bring that back one day. But just, you know, just continuing to produce. And I've been in, you know, sales and management for 20 years, too. So I use that to my advantage and, you know, my negotiation skills and... just everything I've learned in the corporate world that spills over to comedy, and I take it seriously, and it's not a hobby. It is one of my, you know, careers. Yeah.
So we definitely went all the way over time, but I'm excited because this was fun. I'm going to have you back because we want to do a vegan, vegetarian mukbang.
Yeah.
And we'll talk more about, because Tressa is similar to me in the fact that she has different avenues and different stuff that she does. So one of the biggest things about that she does is the vegan thick, is promoting plant-based lifestyles. Mm-hmm. Not because, you know, when people think about that shit, they think it's like a white people thing. It's not. No. It's a health thing, and we're gonna talk more about that when I have you come back. So where can the people find you and
so
all of that?
Find me. I need to update this, what I'm saying anyway. TressaEllaby.com. You can also get your vegan thick shirts there too if you want to support that. You know, gift it to a vegan for Christmas or something, or somebody wanting to switch over to the plant-based lifestyle for their health. People are getting rid of diabetes and all kind of other diseases by simply switching their diet. At Comedian Tressa. So the word comedian, then TRESSA on all social media, Twitter, you know, Instagram, all that stuff. And then I have a fan page too on Facebook, and I think that's the French way, Comedienne, still C-O-M-E-D-I-E-N-N-E, Comedienne. How do you say it?
Comedienne.
Yeah, I think that's my fan page, is still Comedienne, the long female French version. I ain't got no more room on Tressa Ellaby on Facebook. That's all my family and stuff on there. But Instagram Facebook. But like my Facebook. Then so shows coming up. So Friday, November 1st, St. Bernard's. November 7th through 9th is the Come and Take It Comedy Festival. Lady Bits will be featured on the 9th at 8 o'clock, which is a Saturday, I believe. But look it up. It's on Comedian Tressa too. So that's 7 through 9. Then I'll be at the Secret Group for the Crowd Work Show, which is, you know, supposedly a really fun show. Mm-hmm. That's also at the Secret Group on the 12th, and then back at St. Bernard's again on November 15th.
All right, and y'all already know who I am. It's your host, Roxy Hayes. Thank you so much. You can find me on everything. It's Roxy Hayes. One more time, give it up for my host, Tressa Ellaby. And then come back every Thursday. These are every Thursday on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Apple Music at 9:30 every Thursday. Bye! And go plug in that magic wand. We're going to see.
Look, magic wand. If you need to spice up your sex life, okay?
She dropped
it. And if you're not having orgasms, you gotta get it, okay? Use it with your partner, use it on yourself, whatever it is you're gonna do, but get your magic wand, specifically the cordless one.
This has been a commercial by Tressa Ellaby for Magic Wand. Check out your magic wand at magicwand.com. Ding!
Let me get some money.
Hell yeah, you
If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to follow me on social media at Roxy Hayes, R-O-X-X-Y-H-A-Z-E. And if you'd like to support the show and get access to exclusive content, visit my Patreon at patreon.com/RoxyHayes. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. See you next time, and stay curious.